It's tourist season and I need a reason. Cause I'm a big girl, cause I'm a big girl, cause I'm a big girl. That literally just came to me. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. You know who it is, your host, Nakita. So, here I am, people. Just being humbled. Humbled is the word to use. Humbled is the word. Because I want to talk about Taurians. Yeah. Like me. I'm going to talk about myself. That's what I'm going to talk about. Now, I know in astrology, you have all these different houses and you have signs that's in different places. So sometimes even if your sun sign, which is the sign that predominantly people identify themselves with, is in Taurus, you can have a whole bunch of other signs in different areas, right? But I got a lot of Taurus in there, right? Like, Taurus is there a lot. It's not in my moon sign. My moon sign is Pisces, so... Why so emotional? Just emotions taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in a storm. But if you don't come back, don't hold on me, darling. Don't you know that no one... I don't know the words to that song, but y'all know the song I'm talking about. Emotional. Pisces. That's what's in my moon sign. Wonderful combination. That was a wonderful combination. I am intuitive, all that good stuff. But I didn't come on here to tell you about my birth chart because just realized some things. So this past month has been energetic hurricane, energetic tsunami. We had so many things happening, right? We had eclipses and freaking retrogrades and planetary phenomenal and meteor showers, all type of stuff that happened in this last freaking short month. Well, this month, April, it's only 30 days, so it's considered a short month compared to the months that are 31 days. But anyway, so freaking much. So I started off this month really excited about just really excited, period. You know, I had some savings and I had some plans, and you know, I was juggling life, so to speak, still doing my best to be a positive force and guiding light for my son. In hindsight, I probably should have not been as involved as I was. Even though it was not as heavily as in the past, because I had learned, but you know, something has been very consistent about his behavior and about his choices, and I just want it so bad for those choices to be healthy ones that I just kept on extending till I realized the harm that it was doing to myself by continuously extending, because it took energy. It took my energy to extend. And when I would, it's one thing to extend into a loved one and they like flourish and they, you know, they appreciate that extension and it actually helps them. You know, it's another thing when you're just extending and it's just kind of like settling. You know, it's still, time has to water it for it to grow. And they're like making choices that are not healthy, you know, and if they're making, if a loved one is making a choice that's not healthy, we're talking about adults here, right? If a loved one that's making a choice that's not healthy, then let's call it what it is. They're toxic, right? And when you are healing yourself, you can't be around toxic people, even if you love them. It's just, it doesn't work. I tried it. I've tried limiting contact. I've tried all of that stuff. You just cannot be around them because somehow, some way, that toxic stuff is going to rub on you. And then instead of you just healing from your past, you're now trying to get that energetic gunk off of you. And it's going to require your energy to get the energetic gunk off of you. And instead of you putting your energy into something that is going to be supportive to your own healing, supportive to the things that you're building, you're gonna be getting gunk off of you instead. So I'm speaking from experience, went through some of that, right? While I was going through some of that, met up with a young lady who was going to give me some information on what I can do strategically with finances. And I knew that I was open for exploration to new career opportunities, right? And because I'm not currently working. I was injured back in November. I've been out of work since November, so therefore no income. No income at all. There's no money coming in right now at all. So ladies, lovely. We have a good meeting. I'm like, you know what? I want to explore this as a career option. She's like, really? You serious? Okay, let me introduce you to my peoples. Her peoples, phenomenal. I mean, so phenomenal. Like, it hurt. It really hurt. When I tell you it hurt, and I'm going to tell you why it hurt. But initially, it was great. It was great. I was like, this is what I need in my life. These are the people I need in my life. Yes. Thank you. And surprisingly, when we had the initial interaction, my loved one was not around. You know, I don't know whether they were getting some services, so i.e. inside of a program or whatever, but they weren't like in my vicinity. So I had clarity, you know. Anyway, I met this phenomenal person. They said, okay, you're gonna have to take some tests, you know, but after you take the test, you should be fine, as long as you don't have any criminal record, you know, as long as you're not a serial killer. I was like, we laughed about it, and it was like, I'm making a joke about it, but I did have a guy come in here, and he was like, yeah, I have a homicide on my record. And we're like, no, sorry, you can't work here, you know. And it's like, okay, no, I don't have no record at all, you know, because I don't have no convictions, people, at all. And I've done security work already since 2016. And we're not talking about just residential security. We're talking about corporate security in Manhattan. So I'm cleared. Like, I'm cleared. I already know this already because they do background checks. Hello, I'm good. So I'm like, okay, cool. I study. I bust. When I tell you I study. I'm good in school, people. I'm really good in school. So I'm like, ooh, yes, school stuff. I study, bust it out, pass the practice test, ready to take the real test. Now, the real tests are not free. The real tests cost money. So I'm like, it's okay. You know, it's just a small investment. It's two of them that I had to take. Make the one and the second one and take them. I mean, this is within the same week. Like, I was serious. And I passed the first one. I failed the second one. I'm like, frick it. I don't get discouraged. I schedule it right again. Like, maybe a day or two after that one. Go again. Fail it again. I failed the test three times. I want to say three times before I passed it the fourth time, right? Finally passed it the fourth time. And one time, I took a freaking Uber to the site, which was like
to test in of itself. All right. I was just out there big baller. Okay. Because I was just like, I know I got this. I know I'm going to pass this. I know I got this. And I did pass it. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And they were like, okay, cool. Next thing is your prince. Wait, bust that out. I'm ready. And then they were like crickets. And I was like, what's going on? And they was like, we don't know. You sure you don't got nothing? And I was like, no convictions. No convictions at all. And they're like, okay, well, I don't know. So then, of course, my name correction thing came into conversation. And I was like, oh, well, I'm used to this, you know? They gave me a hard time with my passport because of my name correction. And it is not because it's just merely a name correction. It's a status correction, too. And so I figure because this person's a melanated person like me, I don't know what their, you know, what their knowledge base is on history, on civics, and things of that sort. I wasn't always aware of the civics and the history of this nation, our nation, because they don't tell us about it in school. They give us the watered down version of what they want us to know, but they don't go deep into how, you know, how everything was formulated. You know, they don't go beyond before the settlers came over here, right? And all of that. They don't go into that. You know, they're just like, hey, they sailed over here. They found this place. Like, this place wasn't already populated. Like, this place didn't already have an actual government. And it did. It was falling apart, but it was still an active government that was over here. And they leave that part out. I don't know why they leave that part out, because I think we should all know that part. But I took the liberty to share this part because I love it. I love my history. I love my heritage. I do love my nation in light of all of the clownery that's going on right now in our political places and spaces. But that's temporary, right? The clownery has to happen because the buffoonery has been going on. It just has been swept under the rug, and now it's just there for us all to see, like, are these grown people? Are these grown people that you trust with nuclear weapons? What are they saying? What are they talking about? What's going on here? But anyway, nonetheless, so I take it upon me to share some of my knowledge, you know, and I'm just like, you know, it's no big deal, you know, just is what it is, you know. But I'm very passionate, of course, about the truth of this land, you know. I think that's important. If things are going to get better, you got to know these things. You just can't just assume things are just going to get better. How? Why? You know? So anyway, I do that. And I don't know how they really perceived it, because they're very professional and they're very mature. So they didn't really have a response to it at all, at least not to me, you know. And we carried on with the process. So, you know, I was just like, yeah, that's just what they do, you know. It is what it is. They're uncomfortable, but I'm good, you know. And, you know, they didn't make a big deal out of it. And we started going forward. So then they contact me and they're like, something came back. And I'm like, that's impossible, you know. And I'm like, let me check. And I checked and I did. I paid again. Emphasis on the money I was kicking out. The money I was kicking out. I paid again. To run my own check, and it came back a national check, nothing. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on? So then they're like, somebody sent you an email, you just have to. And I was like, so do you need any? I'm thinking, like, they say the year to me, but I don't add up the years. When they say the year to me, I'm thinking of my last interaction. So when I think of my last interaction, I'm like, okay, I know that that was dismissed. I know it was some political stuff. I know it was about 10 years ago. I know that that was dismissed. I know that that's sealed. So damn, they went into sealed records? How did they do that? How did they do that? They did not do that. They did not do that. What they did was go back to when I was 23. And I was like, what? And I started doing the math. And when I did the math after, of course, I volunteered that I was into something politically 10 years ago. I didn't say 10 years ago. I just was like, oh, that was something political, because that's what I was thinking that it was about. But it wasn't. It was about something for when I was 23 years old. And then I just went back, completely back to 23 for a little bit, mentally. Not actually, obviously, but mentally. Like, oh, I started thinking about Nasia, and then I started thinking about, damn, how far I've come. And then I felt really, really proud of myself. Like, wow, you know, like I'm not exactly where I would love to be right now in different aspects, but I'm pretty fucking good compared to all of the traumatic shit that I went through. And I'm like, I don't even fucking know what the fuck this shit is. All I could think about was everything else, you know, about 23. Which was so much bigger than whatever interaction I had. And I was just like, I don't fucking remember, you know? And I was like, and then I looked and I was like, you know, oh, this is dismissed too. So, okay, this is dismissed. So it's not applicable and I don't recollect. And I was like, that should be suffice. And they were like, that's not suffice. They want details. And I'm like, they want details? I'm 40. Like, I could see if you wanted details if it was last year. I could even see if you wanted details if it was 5 years ago. But you don't even want details of where I worked beyond 10 years ago. And this is beyond 10 years ago. And you want me to give you details when I was 23? Like, everything was peaches and cream. And no. It was trauma, 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 trauma. And it was like the peak. I wouldn't say that was the peak, because the peak was at 26 when my baby girl passed away. But it was leading up to that peak of trauma. I was like on trauma Mount Everest in my life. And the fact that I am the person that I am now, and you want me to explain something that I don't know the details of, that has been dismissed, that was over, what, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, was it even 20? Hold up, let's do the math. 2006, we're in 2024. So 18 years ago? What? Just say y'all don't want to give it to me. Just say that. Don't make it seem like, just say y'all don't want to give it to me. Just say that. You know, and I don't think that that person didn't want to give it to me. I think their upper management didn't want to give it to me. They were trying their very best. They tried their very best. And I really feel that they should go and work for Prudential. Yep, I said it. That's what I feel. I think they would take better care of them. I think they'll get better benefits. I think they'll take better care of them. And I think it's a much better company. And I'm not going to name the company that they do work for, but I will say that Prudential, we see Prudential. We know, we see what Prudential is doing. They're in the community. They're giving back. They have so many philanthropic things that they do. And since you're as good as you are, then why not? I'm pretty much, they will like double, if not triple, your salary. So, just saying, I'm just putting it out there. I want this person to do their very best, because they did their very best for me, the best that they could, you know? They're just not a lawyer. So therefore, if they were a lawyer, then it would have been, this wouldn't even be a conversation right now. I would have been in, but they're not a lawyer. So, but they're good. They're good. Their heart is in the right place. Their character is in the right place. They are a person of integrity, and I have the utmost respect for them. And I kind of wish that I didn't meet them asking for a position, because now I feel odd, because I'm like, damn, I wanted to be friends too, and what the fuck do I do now? Shit. Like, I really needed you to be my life coach too. No, not my life coach, but just someone that I could just be me, and they wouldn't feel intimidated, because they were just as excellent. And you know, that has been a,
I can only talk from my experience. You know, I haven't been out there socializing, so I'm sure there's a whole bunch of great people out there. And I did go to a workshop just recently, and I saw another great person, and I'm just like, okay, there's more. There's more great people out here. Okay, I'm gonna meet more. I'm not gonna be sad about, you know, I wasn't even, it's funny because that's the day that I had to make the decision that this is not going to work, you know, because I'm not going to make them feel comfortable. Basically, it's what I said, you know, I'm not going to make them feel comfortable. I know you're okay, I'm okay, but they ain't okay, and they're the ones who have to make the decision. Fuck them. And thank you for trying your hardest for to get me in the door, but I'm not doing that for them. No, I'm not doing it for them. I can't do it for them, you know? But then now, you know, strong Taurus, strong, stubborn, determined Taurus. Now I'm like, okay, that was my plan. I wouldn't say I put all my eggs there because I have different projects, but that was the project that was going to bring in the biscuits. That was a project that was going to bring in the biscuits. And now I have no clue how the biscuits are coming in. And the savings are completely exhausted. And I'm over here, like, literally eating snacks. I'm grateful and I'm laughing about it because they're all my favorite snacks. But that's what I ate. I ate popcorn and I boiled some eggs and got fancy because I saw something online about making deviled eggs, fried deviled eggs. So I went and I did that. And my stomach was like, what the heck is you doing? And I was like, oops, my bad stomach. You know, let me wash it down with a little bit of this rosé. that I got for $6 and I've been drinking it by the capful. A little bit today, none tomorrow, a capful because it's gotta last. I just don't know when funds are coming. And I'm laughing about it because I know they're coming. I just don't know when or where they're coming from. I have no idea. And I got something my spirit told me, you should start crowdfunding. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start crowdfunding. So guess what? I'm going to put all of those links in here. I think I did like maybe at least 3. And I didn't get really excited until the last one. The last one I got really excited about because the last one is specifically for artists and I'm a creative. And so I just like poured my heart and soul into the last one. The other ones, I was me, I was open, I was transparent. But the last one was the one where I just was like, boom, and I showed my art and I, you know, shared my music. And you're gonna have the opportunity to see all of that because I'm putting that link in the description of this current broadcast. And I have 2 books, ironically. One is called The Enterprising Musician Guide to Performer Contracts. And the other one, where's the other one at? The other one got wet. I had to dry it and now the pages got all wrinkled and now it's wet. The other one is, I think, How to Monetize Your Podcasts. Both, which I need because I have a podcast and I am a musician. So I'm like, okay, all right. God's giving me clues of where these biscuits are going to come from, but I need the biscuits now. God's like, no, you don't. You got water. You got vittles. And I did have a whole chicken. I do have a whole chicken. Chickens take a while to cook, right? It's not the thing you put on when you're hungry a bit. Because as soon as you start smelling it, you're like, I want to eat it. How much longer do I have? Shit, a whole nother hour. Fuck, I'm gonna eat this chicken right now. I can't eat it right now. I can't. It's still bloody inside. I gotta wait. And then when I do, I gotta have like a leg today with some rice. I do have rice. But my rice depleted a lot because initially I, again, was being very
hands-on with supporting a loved one, and this loved one has a very big appetite. And so, like, a whole, if I was just by myself here with that rice, it would be like still a whole lot of it, but it's not. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's enough for me. It's enough to last me, you know, for a little bit, but I would have had a whole bunch more, you know. But it is what it is. I have definitely learned. I'm definitely staying my distance from that loved one while they heal, giving the space to heal in, and realizing that I cannot. I already discovered that last year when I literally lost my job prior to my accident. And I was out of work from February of last year all the way into November of last year. So that's a big, you know, and it wasn't just me losing finance. It was like me putting my whole lifestyle changes on pause, because I was accustomed to going to the gym every like 3-4 times a week. And you know, once I lost the job, I couldn't pay for my gym fees. It was a lot. And I was like, I did all of that. They got their jaw broke, and I was just like concerned, like, how are you gonna eat with a broken jaw? Oh my God, you know, we're gonna get through this. And then got through it, and they went right back to making the choices they were making that got them in that situation. And even more horrible things happened throughout the course of the year to them because they kept making those choices. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute now. Hey. You are an adult, okay? So you can choose to do whatever you want to do. Like, you can do that. But you cannot do that, and then when it hits the fan, run to me, and then I put on my cape, and then the stuff that I've been working on goes up in the air, or get paused, or get neglected. Like, no. Especially the stuff I'm working on is me. I can't stop working on me to help fix you. You're gonna have to work on you. Now, I wanted to be there while you was working on you. I'm okay. I'm okay not being there while you're working on you. Hey, just let me know what's going on every now and then, and I'll be praying for you, but I'm gonna get back into working on me. And that's where I am right now, and it feels good to be here. And yeah, that's what's going on. And I just wanted to come on here and vent a little bit and bring awareness to my crowdfunding, people. Do you like my podcast? I know it's all over the place. You know, I just realized, you know, from starting to read the book about monetizing it, that I need to definitely work on structuring. Like, I knew I was getting little inklings, like, you need to do at least weekly episodes. Like, that's the least you need to do. And I was like, I can do that. And then I saw Shay Shay. I watched Shay Shay's podcast with freaking Cat Williams, and I was just like, wow, look at them motherfucking aesthetics and shit. And then of course, I didn't know who Shay Shay was prior to that at all, because I'm not into sports. But then I started studying, I was like, that ain't no cheap shit. You know, like, that ain't no green screen right there. That, look how big that chair is. I start peeping the study, and I start peeping the freaking fireplace, and then I peeped his cognac, and I was like, well, I want to try that cognac, though. I like cognac. I like cognac, and I like a good tequila. But anyway, I was like, you know? So then I did some research on him, and I was like, oh, he got bread, and I was like, oh, okay, so in order for me to monetize this, I gotta put bread behind this. Well, okay, that's how I computed it, you know? And then I got a little, I guess, intimidated, you know? Because I was like, I ain't got no bread. All I got is my voice. But the great thing is that I do have a steady internet connection, and I do have my voice. So I can structure, however, but it has to be structured. Whereas, okay, my listeners, thank you guys. I love you all. I think 16 of you guys that are subscribed on Spotify. I really, really, really deeply appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I have to have it so, like, those 16 people, it's not like, oh, okay, we heard the Super T podcast this week, and next week, crickets. A month goes by, more crickets. A freaking 2 months go by, crickets, you know? And then here I come the fourth month with 5 episodes in a freaking week. It's not fair. It's not fair. You should at least have an episode a week. If I do more, great. But I should not do no less. And so I'm going to start there. I'm going to put a date. I'm going to stick with the date. As Saturday seems like a good day, you know, and that's what it is. And I have it also on my YouTube. So I did an episode not too long ago during the full moon where I was doing a YouTube live and doing the audio at the same time. So I think that's good because then now you can see me and you can hear me too. So for the people who are like driving and moving around that listen to my podcast while they're doing those things, they can hear me from Spotify or whatever platform they listen to the Super T podcast show on. And those who do have time to sit down and watch, they could watch, and not only can they watch, they can actually interact because it's alive. So they could put in comments, you know, I can answer them. They can ask questions, I can answer them. They could tell me a topic they want to talk about. I can tell my opinion, all of that good stuff. And I'm thinking, when I think of genres, I think of comedy and I think of spirituality. And I think I want to marry the two together, like your spiritual comic, you know. I think that works, you know, even though affirmations have been my most listened to. I want to do affirmations differently, you know. Yes, I have a wonderful voice and it's very versatile and I can do affirmations calmly and soothing. But I also got another aspect to me. I also got that hood part of me. And I think if I could get those two together, the efficiency of the calmness and the smoothness with a bit of that hood too, then I could reach a whole new audience, you know? And now that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the audience, you know? And my apologies for being a bit selfish when I started this. When I first started this, this was all about me. This is all about me needing a safe freaking space to unpack. And so that's what I did. I spilled my tea, mostly my tea. I wasn't spilling nobody else's tea. Nobody could be like, oh, she's talking about me. Well, how you know I'm talking about you? I ain't say your name. Did I say your name? No, I ain't say your name. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me, my perception, my feelings, and how I feel about the way you treated me or our interactions. No front. Anyway, I have fun doing it. So I guess this is what it's going to be. So I came on here to kind of get some time going, and the time goes faster, of course, when you're chit-chatting. So make sure that you click the links that's in the description. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be back here next Saturday with video, people. Can you believe it? And every Saturday, you're going to be able to tune in to the Super T podcast show. And if you don't tune in on a Saturday, it's okay. The episodes will be there, but we're going to start getting some consistency rolling. I'm going to read these books, and the biscuits are going to come when the biscuits come. I know they coming. And again, thank you.